When you hear that school bell, you know it's time for the Warren County Radio Bible School. I'd invite you at this time to get your Bible and turn to the book of Hosea. And we'll begin reading in Hosea chapter 2 and verse 14. We're studying a Sunday school lesson about the prophets Amos and Hosea. And the lesson's kind of going back and forth between these prophets, so it's a little bit confusing at times. But I think you're going to enjoy the gist of this lesson as we talk about the history of Israel in the Old Testament. This is Amos and Hosea pleading for righteousness. A Sunday school lesson and a lesson plan that was prepared by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of April the 27th, 1924. And in just a moment, we'll begin reading from Hosea chapter 2 and verse 14, and I'll explain the significance of what we are reading as we begin. Now, before I do that, I want to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let's turn our attention again back to the book of Hosea. You see, Hosea and Amos were prophesying shortly before the downfall of northern Israel when they were carried away into Assyrian captivity. Now, Jeremiah prophesied at the time of the downfall of the southern part of Israel, that nation of Judah, the tribe of Judah, when they were carried away into Babylon. And Jeremiah was weeping over this, and so Jeremiah is sometimes called the weeping prophet. And indeed, he was a weeping prophet of Judah. But in the same light, Hosea could be called the weeping prophet of Israel, particularly the weeping prophet of northern Israel. You see, the way Israel had done God in forsaking him and going after the false gods had broken God's heart. And so he chose this prophet Hosea to proclaim this message to Israel. And in preparing this prophet to proclaim this message, he had this prophet that also had a broken heart. God had had him take a wife, Gomer, and he called her a wife of whoredom. You see, Gomer was unfaithful to Hosea, and she went after strange men and bore Hosea illegitimate children. And it grieved Hosea because he loved her. And so Hosea had the heart of God in his grief as God was grieved over Israel. And sometimes in reading the story of Hosea, it is difficult to discern whether Hosea is talking about his situation with his wife or whether it is Hosea speaking for God, talking about his situation for Israel. For emotionally, they were so similar together. But here's what happened with Hosea and his wife. Hosea continued to love her. And after she had forsaken him and had been rejected by her lovers and was herself sold into slavery, Hosea sought to win her heart back. And he bought her back and brought her to himself. And in like manner, God was going to bring Israel back to himself. It is really a heartbreaking story we read about in the book of Hosea. But as we read this story, we're also going to read some of the most beautiful words of love and commitment that are found in the scriptures. Follow with me as we read this. Hosea chapter 2 and verse 14, where Hosea says of Gomer, his wife, as God says of Israel, "Therefore, behold, I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness and speak comfortably unto her, and I will give her her vineyards from thence, and the valley of Achor for a door of hope. And she shall make an answer there as in the days of her youth, and as in the day when she came up out of the land of Egypt. And it shall be at that day, saith Jehovah, that thou shalt call me Ishi, thou shalt no more call me Bala. Those two words, Ishi and Bala, both mean husband. But the words Ishi are the words that means a loving husband. And the word Bala is a word that means a lording husband. And she would call her husband a loving husband, and no more a lording husband. Hosea 2 and verse 17, "For I will take away the names of Balaam out of her mouth, and they shall no more be mentioned by their name. And in that day I will make a covenant for them with the beast of the field and with the birds of the heaven and with the creeping things of the ground. And I will break the bow and the sword and the battle out of the land. And I will make them to lie down safely. And I will betroth thee unto me forever." Listen to these beautiful words. "I will betroth thee unto me forever, yea, I will betroth thee unto me in righteousness, and in justice, and in loving kindness, and in mercies. I even betroth thee unto me in faithfulness, and thou shalt know Jehovah." Hosea chapter 2 and verse 21. "And it shall come to pass in that day, I will answer, saith Jehovah, I will answer the heavens, and they shall answer the earth, and the earth shall answer the grain, and the new wine, and the oil, and they shall answer Jezreel. And I will sow her unto me in the earth, and I will have mercy upon her that hath not obtained mercy. And I will say to them that were not my people, Thou art my people. And they shall say, Thou art my God." And now Hosea chapter 3. "And Jehovah said unto me, Go again, love a woman beloved of her friend, and an adulteress, even as Jehovah loveth the children of Israel, though they turn to other gods and love cakes of raisins. So I brought her to me for 15 pieces of silver, that being the, and a omer of barley, that being the price of a slave, and a half a omer of barley. And I said unto her, Thou shalt abide with me for many days. Thou shalt not play the harlot. Thou shalt not be any man's wife. So will I also toward thee. For the children of Israel shall abide many days without a king, and without a prince, and without sacrifice, and without pillar, and without ephod, and without teraphim. And afterward shall the children of Israel return and seek Jehovah their God. And David their king shall come with fear unto Jehovah and to his goodness in the latter days." Now we know what happened to these tribes of northern Israel. They were carried away into Babylonian captivity, and they were so lost that they lost their identity as tribes. So they're often called the lost tribes of Israel. They were scattered among the Gentiles and counted with them. But David came. Not the David of the Old Testament, the David of the New. David the King. David the Messiah. Jesus Christ, the Son of David. And the gospel is proclaimed unto all the world. And the descendants of those very Israelites who were scattered among the Gentiles and counted with the Gentiles, when that gospel left being preached first to the Jews and also to the Gentiles, when they heard, they were among those counted as Gentiles that heard, believed, and obeyed the gospel, and thus returned unto Jehovah. These things would happen in the latter days. They would happen in the last days. They would happen in the days of the New Testament, and those days that continue unto this day. And so here we find in this heartbreaking story of Hosea a prophecy that is fulfilled in the coming of the Messiah in the New Testament. Now, there's other passages in the book of Hosea that are referenced in the New Testament. Hosea 1:10, 2, chapter 1, chapter 2, verse 1 and verse 23 are quoted in Romans 9, 25 and 26. Reading from the book of Romans, as he saith also in Hosea, I will call that people which was not my people, and her beloved that was not beloved. And it shall be in that place where it was said unto them, ye are not my people, there shall they be called the sons of the living God. We read Hosea chapter 1 and verse 10, quoted in 1 Peter 2, verses 9 through 10, where it says, Peter writes, but you are an elect race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, that ye may show forth the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who in times past, here it is, were no people, but now are the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. We read a quotation from Hebrews chapter 11 in verse 1, and Matthew chapter 2 in verse 15, where we read in the book of Matthew, Behold, an angel of the Lord appeared unto Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise, take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be there until I tell thee, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. And he arose, and took the young child and his mother by night, and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Out of Egypt did I call my son. Those are the words from Hosea 11:1. And then Hosea 13 and verse 14, the language is used by Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 55, where Paul writes, O death, where is thy victory? O grave, where is thy sting? Now in Hosea 10 and verse 8, we see where Hosea wrote, The high places also of Aben, the sin of Israel, shall be destroyed. The thorn and the thistle shall come upon their altars. And they shall say to the mountains, Cover us, and to the hills, Fall on us. This language is used in the New Testament by Christ himself in Luke chapter 23 and verse 30, where Jesus said, They shall begin to say to the mountains, Fall on us, and to the hills, Cover us. And John writes from the visions he received in the book of Revelation, beginning in chapter 6, verses 15 through 17, The kings of the earth and the princes and the chief captains and the rich and the strong and every bondman and freeman hid themselves in the caves and in the rocks of the mountains. And they say to the mountains and the rocks, Fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne. And from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of their wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? And then again this language is used in the book of Revelation chapter 9 and verse 6. In those days men shall seek death, and shall in no wise find it, and they shall desire to die, and death fleeth from them. And so we see the prophet Hosea prophesying of what is going to happen to Israel in his day, and yet parts of that prophecy extend all the way into the New Testament to the coming of the last days when Christ came, and his words are then incorporated into the New Testament. The book of Hosea is a short book. It can soon be read and should be read by all studying this lesson. It declares the wickedness of both the kingdom of Judah in the kingdom of Israel, and shows how God warned, pleaded with, and promised to forgive both before sending them into captivity if they would repent. You know, the New Testament is filled with warnings for us to repent of our sin, and to be baptized into Jesus Christ for the remission of our sins.